7:25 on a Friday morning, the first Friday in the month of August. Of course, we have First Friday celebrations going on today, the Arts Celebration with the NDDC and KYMN's 50th anniversary. That's coming up tonight right out in front of the station here. But right now, we have Katie Fallon joining us from 50 North, Northfield Senior Center. Katie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jeff. Good.
Good. You've got a busy month of August.
Yeah, as usual.
Yeah, it is. You know, each month we have somebody, you or Craig or somebody else comes in. It's like, man, there's a lot of things going on.
Definitely can't
get
bored.
All the time. Yeah, and you have so many people that are involved with that now that a lot of people take advantage of a wonderful amenity that Northfield has, and that is at 50 North.
Yes, yes. Just kind of wanted to remind people that we have the dog days of summer approaching, a lot of heat, I think, coming up. And just to remind people that we have a nice air-conditioned facility. They can come and do their workout. We have 54 fitness classes a week going on in the pool and in the fitness studio, and state-of-the-art equipment. And so just come on over and work out in a cool environment.
Yeah, isn't that, you like to get outside in the summertime, but there's, man, it's just hot.
Some days you can't, right?
Yeah. It's nice to have 72 degrees indoors as opposed to, 89 degrees outdoors.
Right.
So, and you have full workout facilities
and
a pool and everything, so it's a good thing to take advantage of.
For sure. And we also have some fitness groups that members and non-members alike are welcome to join. I want to stress that. Hiking groups, biking groups, and table tennis, of course. The bikers get out, I believe it's every Monday morning, and they do either a local bike ride, or sometimes they go, quite a ways away, maybe over by Hastings or Cannon Falls. So you have two options, to do a local bike ride or strap your bike onto your vehicle and go somewhere else. And so that's a fun group to
be
part of.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the roads around here are very nice.
They are.
You get kind of tired of
And they kind of make a day of it. They have lunch and, it's a fun outing. So that happens on Mondays. And all are welcome to join in for that. And if you want more information, give us a call.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then also just kind of my area is the arts area. So I wanted to kind of highlight some things we have going on in the arts. Right now in our gallery, we have students of Ricky Coble Nelson. She teaches art classes every Monday morning, and we have seven students of hers showing their artwork in our gallery, and it's pretty amazing, all different mediums, and come on in and take a look at that. That'll be up until the end of August. And then after that, coming up, we have local artist Beth Vandewalker. She is a graphic artist, and she does concert posters. So this will be a really neat, different kind of exhibit. And so she's coming up.
Yeah. And now, is that Terry Vandewalker's?
Yes, it is.
I was just, we have the Rice County All-Stars playing tonight at our big shindig out in front of the station here. And I was looking at their website and thought, man, they've got some cool posters.
And those are hers.
Wow. So she does a wonderful job.
She does. They're
on
really
that.
Fun. She's a really cool person, a friend of mine. And come and see her concert posters in September at 50 North.
So. And come and see your husband play.
Well,
play
drums
tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you have it.
Maybe we can talk him into playing for her reception.
August is the month of Vandewalker.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. So I think that's been declared somewhere. Maybe right here, right now. But
okay. Well, cool. I'm glad I brought her up. All right. And we also have some big theater news as well. We're going to be doing more theater at 50 North this next year. And coming up this fall, a couple of productions. They both happen to be Dylan Thomas productions. He's a Welsh writer, kind of recognized as the greatest lyric poet of all time, or of his time, I should say. So we have the production Under Milkwood that will be performed the end of October and beginning in November, and then A Child's Christmas in Wales will be in December, so that's more of a holiday production. So two opportunities for older adults to get involved in theater. And if you want more information about when auditions are, you can give us a call and find out about that. So
I have read A Child's Christmas in Wales, but it's been many, many years. I just recall thinking, what a wonderful story.
It's
Dylan Thomas, very nostalgic,
I believe.
And Dylan Thomas is wonderful.
Yes, so two of his productions coming up this fall, which is exciting. And then we'll have more in the spring. So kind of ramping up the theater opportunities. So,
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then let's see, what else do we have? Oh, we're always looking for volunteers, of course. It takes over 200 volunteers to make our programming run every week at 50 North, so a lot of volunteers.
Wow.
Yes. So if you have some extra time, we're looking for help at the Popcorn Wagon downtown here, at our front desk at 50 North, in the pool, and in our cafe. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop. And you can contact the front desk there if you'd like to have more information on volunteer opportunities, because there's really something for everything, everyone, and it's fun. Get out there and you feel like you're doing something, because you are doing something.
Absolutely. Oh, and one last thing, I just wanted to let people know that our pool will be closed September 2nd through September 18th. For cleaning and maintenance.
All right.
Just make note of that.
Yeah, got to get ready for the winter season.
That's right.
All right. Katie, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks,
All right,
Jeff.
We'll see you. Katie Felland, once again, from the 50 North.